Hey guys, we got a lot to talk about. You know, Boruto chapter 47 really kind of put this manga on a whole other level. You know, it has created so much content. That's the last few chapters of Boruto has created so much. It have given us so much information, so much to think about, so much plot points, so much theories, so much things to digest. You know, it's just amazing. And one of the more things that people are talking about right now is, how did Amado got Jiraiya's DNA in order to create his clone Kashin Koji? So that's the hot topic that's being discussed right now. And I have 2 points or 2 theories that I think might be of use. Actually, 3. Well, 2, because one is tied in with another one. So 2. The first one is the Orochimaru side of it, which I think most people are paying attention to, for obvious reasons. I mean, since the beginning of Naruto, Orochimaru has always been the science ninja, the scientific ninja. He has had hands in all of these scientific things that we have seen in Naruto. Like, for instance, we know that, what's that captain name? That's a clone of the first. Yamato? Captain Yamato? Is Yamato? Is that his name? Listen, I know you guys know who I'm talking about. It's the guy with the hood style. I think it's Yamato. I might be mistaken, right? Jiraiya was, Orochimaru was the one that's responsible for creating him, right? That's one down. So we know that Jiraiya is already adept in creating clones, right? So, and Amada is a very scientific person, you know, and if we have to list his feat of scientific achievements of what we have seen in Boruto, then we know that it's no small feat, at least not in comparison to Orochimaru's, which means that, you know, scientists from our lives and, you know, people that are scientists or people that are expert in their fields like to also collaborate or pick another person's brain that is within the same field as them, right? That's something that we know about. So it's possible there's a connection between Amado and Orochimaru, which also means that Orochimaru might have given him the DNA of Jiraiya. Now, it's quite obvious that Jiraiya and Orochimaru are teammates. They have been best friends at one point in their life. They have been close enough for a while for Orochimaru to have a multiple opportunities to get Jiraiya's DNA, and I think he would have taken it, because again, Orochimaru was a scientist who did not care about boundaries. He was doing experiments on babies. He was doing some god awful shit. So it's quite obvious and quite possible that he has DNA of Jiraiya. It's possible in order to create a clone. I think that's possible, and we have already seen how adept he has become. Orochimaru has become, right? He basically created his own son. You know, you know, he's asexual. So that's the first theory, and that I think is one of the most obvious points that people are paying attention to, right? Now, another one I see people talking about is that Amado might have known Jiraiya, and I think that one is feasible. And here's what I'm gonna say: I think Amado might have known Jiraiya plus the frogs in Mount Myōboku. I know that I didn't pronounce that correctly. I've never been able to pronounce that correctly, right? And to back up that, I'm going to read you a few the few panels of the latest chapter to really give you the idea that I think there's a, if it's not the Orochimaru approach, I think it's the Amado has had a relationship with Kashin, with Jiraiya, right? Now, let me read the panels, a few panels for you guys to establish my point. So, I say, this is Ishiki speaking now to Kashin Koji, and I say, I'm going to go back a little bit. Wait, give me a minute. Okay, here we go now. Someone say, that man wore a mighty fate, a star of change. All genes, all people of a predestined fate. To the minuscule possibility of change, a mother had wanted to cling to it. To that man's mighty fate. Now I understand. Kashin Koji, clone of Jiraiya of the Great Tree, that you shall die here, was also predestined by your genes. Now, if you were just reading and skimming past that, it didn't look like anything. But it gave away something clear that Amaro had quite an understanding of who Dreyer was, the type of person Dreyer was, right? Ishiki said that, yo, the man bore a mighty fate, a fate of change. And he said that Amaro wanted to cling to it, cling to Dreyer's fate, cling to the persona, the strength that comes with a Dreyer, the person that a Dreyer is, the man that a Dreyer embodied, the Dreyer embodied change. Remember, the child of prophecy was spoken to Dreyer. Dreyer was supposed to train the child of prophecy. Dreyer is probably responsible for some of the strongest ninjas, right? If he taught the fourth, he taught Naruto, and he briefly taught Nagato, right? So Dreyer is really a man that all of his students have shaped the ninja world in some way, shape, or form. Dreyer is a man of with great fate, right? And it seems that he's implying that Amaro cling to that, right? Amaro wanted to seek out somebody like Dreyer, because he could have made clones of multiple other ninjas, right? But he chose Dreyer. And another point that I think would try to make a connection is that Kashin Kojin is using most of the same frog juice, the same techniques as Dreyer, right? But I'm saying that he's summoning the frogs and all of that. The frogs in Mirabuku, as we know, communicate with each other and all of that. Is it possible that they are also aware of Kashin Kojin, right? Did he go and make a connection with him? And if that's the case, or did Naruto not know? Is it that they know about it and decide to hide this fact from Naruto? You know, that's what I'm thinking. That's the lines along what I'm thinking, right? So that's my thinking, and those are my thoughts here. So I'm thinking that it's possible that either Orochimaru gave Amaro the gene, the DNA to clone Jiraiya, which is where we're going to get Kashin Kojin, right? And I specify why that might be possible. Again, Orochi might have had many chances to get some of Jiraiya DNA. It's quite possible that he has Jiraiya DNA. Also, Amaro is a scientist, just like Orochimaru. But I think it's probably going to be more along the lines that Amaro knew Jiraiya. I think that's going to be it, and I'm hoping that's it. Although there's a lot of points that, you know, that argument has a lot of points that have a lot of holes in it, like, why didn't Jiraiya tell Naruto about it, or why the frogs don't tell, like, because that's still a question that I'm asking, because Kashin Kojin is able to utilize all these frogs, and it don't seem like they are mechanical frogs, it seems like they are all living frogs that he's summoning, which means that they are from Mount Myoboku, unless there's some other frogs in this cartoon that we don't know about. So that's also a point that's probably gonna need to be fleshed out, which I think they're gonna do going forward. But that's my points for now. Let me know what you guys think, and I'll see you guys in the next episode of the Anime Podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Please follow me, subscribe to me wherever you listen to podcasts for more content like this. I'm gonna be start doing more, releasing more frequently on these podcasts, also on my Facebook page and my YouTube channel, because I've really not been doing much, but I'm getting back into the anime and the manga thing really good, really more lately, because I'm getting a lot more excited. So I'm going to be doing like My Hero Academia, One Piece, Attack on Titan, a lot more animes like Tower of God and stuff like that. So stay tuned. I also read a lot of Chinese manhwa and Korean manhwa as well, so you might see me do some of those. So stay tuned, stay subscribed, stay blessed, stay happy. Until next time. Goodbye.